Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today, Rick continues teaching a series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. In these lessons, Rick shows you what it means to truly be spiritually connected to God and to each other through the power of God's love and God's Word. In just a little while, we're going to tell you how to get the Lord's Prayer Words of Hope and Happiness gift book. This life-giving resource will help you strengthen the hope of the children you love by introducing them to the Lord's Prayer. Go to PastorRick.com to find out more or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called The Prayer of Surrender.
Now, why don't my plans always work out? Or why do I have so many problems? Well, there are three reasons. First, you make bad choices, and so do I. We don't always use our time wisely, so we get rushed, we get pressured, we get deadlines we can't meet. We don't use our time wisely. We don't use our money wisely. We get over in debt and overextended. We don't eat right. We don't rest right. We make all kinds of bad decisions, and so we can't blame problems on God. Because most of them we just caused by our own choices. But secondly, you have an enemy, and his name is Satan. Satan wants to defeat you. And before you even wake up in the morning, he's already planning how to mess up your life. If you wake up in the morning and don't meet the devil face to face, it just means you're headed the same direction. Okay, because he wants to dupe you. But not only that, we just live in an imperfect world. Adam blew it, sin entered the world, and everything on this planet is broken. Nothing works right. Your body doesn't work right all the time. Your relationships don't work right all the time. The economy doesn't work right all the time. The weather doesn't work right. Nothing works right all the time because we're on a broken planet because of sin. And so as a result, sometimes you have problems, just nobody's fault. We're just part of planet Earth. It's nobody's fault. One day Jesus was walking down a street with his followers, his disciples, and they saw a man who had been blind from birth. And the disciples asked this question up here on the screen. They said, Lord, whose sin caused this man to be born blind? The man, his sins, or his parents' sins? And Jesus replied, neither sinned. Notice, it wasn't anybody's fault. He said, this happened so that the work of God could be displayed in his life. The work of God could be displayed in his life. Now listen very closely. God wants to display his work in your life. There's going to be problems in your life this year. You're going to have problems. And that's why we got to stick together. It's more important to stick together in a storm than any other time. When mountain climbers are climbing Mount Everest, they link, they connect, they hook up to each other. So that if one of them falls off the cliff, everybody else can pull them back to safety. This is not the year to be a lone ranger. This is the year to get connected. Get connected to a group, get connected to this church, get connected to God, get connected to a group of men or women around you. This is the time to be in community. In a storm, you don't want to be facing a blizzard on your own. And God wants to display the work of God in your life in this year of tough times. What is God's work in your life? What does he want to do in your life this next year? More than anything else, I'll tell you what he wants to do. He wants you to learn to be unselfish. Life is about learning to be unselfish. It's the number one lesson. We spent 40 days on this. We called it 40 Days of Love. that more than anything else, God wants you to learn to be like Him. God is love. And in order to be like God, that means I've got to learn to love like God. I've got to learn to be unselfish like God. And we are born naturally self-centered. We think about ourselves more than anybody else. And life and maturity is all about growing up and learning to be other person-centered instead of self-centered. God says, I want you to learn the work of God. I want you to learn to be unselfish. And so I'm going to test you. I'm going to see if you'll really think about others. And most people never get this. And God says, I'm going to give you all kinds of things. I'm going to give you a certain amount of time that you can use to live. I'm going to give you a certain amount of money. I'm going to give you a certain amount of talents. I'm going to give you a certain amount of opportunities. I'm going to give you a certain amount of freedom. And then I'm going to watch and see if you do spend it all on yourself. I'm going to watch and see if you ever learn that life is all about love. It's about giving, not getting. It's about sharing, not being served. Jesus said this up here on the screen, Luke 16. I tell you, use your worldly resources to get a great plasma TV. Sorry, I misread that one. Use your worldly resources to benefit what?
Others.
And make friends. He says the number one use of money is to use it in relationships. Help other people, make friends. And of course, the best friends are the ones you make for eternity. If you use money to get people to know Christ, they're going to be your friends forever. They will be eternally grateful. They'll be eternally grateful. This week, somebody in our church sent a check in to be spent on helping orphans and the poor and people with AIDS. I'm going, somebody gets it. God says, I'm going to watch you. In this way, he says, your generosity stores up a reward for you in heaven. That's not just money. It's every area of life. He says, I want you to learn to be a giver, not a taker in life. On the screen, Jesus said, if you insist on saving your life, in other words, I'm going to control it, I'm going to hold it back, I'm going to hoard it. I'm going to hoard my time, hoard my money, hoard my relationships, hoard my energy. It's all about me. If you insist on saving your life, you will lose it. Only those who throw away their lives for my sake and for the sake of the good news will ever know what it means to really live. What does it mean to throw away your life? What does it mean to lay down my plans? What does that mean? I mean, really, how do I do this? I lay down my plans and I lose my life by using my life, my time, my money, my energy for the benefit of other people. God says, that's my boy, that's my girl. Look at these verses on your outline. 1 John 3:16. We all know John 3:16, God so loved the world, he gave his son. We don't know 1 John 3:16 that says, this is how we know what love is. Jesus laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. You doing that for anybody? Are you laying down your life for anybody else? That's what it means to surrender. I lay down my plans, my life, my surrender. You offer yourself to God for his purposes. Look at the next verse. Give yourselves to God. Surrender your whole being to him to be used for righteous purposes. Live a life of purpose. Be driven by purpose. Give yourself to God and surrender yourself to him to say, God, any way you want to use me. By the way, you'll get the adventure of a lifetime. Now, what happens when I do this? What happens when I say, okay, God, I'm not going to live for me. I'm going to live for you and for other people. I'm going to learn to lay down my life. I'm going to learn to lay down my plans. Look at what God says. Next verse. God will give you all you need from day to day if you live for him and make the kingdom of God your primary concern. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in my life. How do I make the kingdom of God my primary concern? I care about the things God cares about. What does he care about most? People. God doesn't care about money. God doesn't care about fame. God doesn't care about a lot of things we care about. God cares about people. And he says, that's the kingdom of God, laying down my plans. And he says, I'll take care of all your needs. Now, there's the fourth thing. Surrendering, which is the key to serenity. If you want peace in your heart, no matter what happens this next week, surrendering to Jesus, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, means I let go of control. I learn to be content. I lay down my plans. And the last thing it means is leaving the future to God. Surrender means leaving the future to God. I'm not going to try to live in the future. I'm going to live today, one day at a time. And I'm going to leave it to Him, and I'm going to decide in advance that I'm going to leave the results of my life up to God. It's not up to me. The results of my life are going to be up to God. Proverbs 3, trust in the Lord. That's a serenity verse. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And don't lean on your own understanding. I'm not going to lean on me. I'm going to lean on God. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. What does that mean? He'll make straight your paths. It means this. He's going to keep you on the right track. That's what it means when God says, I'll make straight your paths. He says, if I choose to trust in the Lord, and I don't listen to what I think's best, I listen to what God thinks is best, and I acknowledge Him in every area of my life, in my career, and my family, and my sports, and every area of my life, try to say, this is your area, Lord. He says, He will make straight your path. He will keep you on the right path. You're not going to flame out. You're not going to fall out. You're not going to fall into the ditch. I will keep you in the right direction. I'll keep you from heading in the wrong way. That's what God wants you to do. Now, let me just get real blunt. Would you like to have less stress and more serenity in this season of your life? And of course, the answer is yes. Am I going to do what I think's best, or am I going to do what God tells me to do? Am I going to do what I think's right, or am I going to obey God's word? Look at this next verse. I love this verse. The Lord takes care of those who obey Him, and He gives them eternal rewards that last forever. Now, that would be good enough if all of a sudden God just said, you know what, trust me, and I'm going to give you eternal rewards in heaven. But He doesn't just say that. He says, they will survive through hard times and will have more than enough even in a time of famine, of lack. He says, not only are you going to get eternal rewards, He says, you'll survive in the hard times, and I'll take care of you. You're going to have more than enough. But there is one condition. You got to obey me. You got to obey me. So here's the question. What area of your life is not surrendered to God? Oh, you've surrendered the kitchen and the living room, but what about the bedroom of your life? What about the closet of your life? What about the garage of your life? What area of your life is not surrendered? Some of you have not surrendered your sex life. And you say, I know God says sex is only for marriage, but I'm going to do it my way. And that's why you're under stress. Some of you have not surrendered your finances to God. I know God says that I should give the first 10% back to Him in tithing, but I can't afford to tithe. And that's why you're under stress. Some of you have not surrendered your relationships to God. I know I should forgive that person who hurt me, but I'm not about to forgive them. And that's why you're under stress. Some of you have a secret sin that you have not surrendered to God. You have a habit you have not surrendered to God. You have a hurt or a hang-up that you have not surrendered to God. Some of you have never surrendered your life to Jesus Christ. You've never surrendered yourself to be baptized. Find a church family. What area of your life is not surrendered to Him? You see, surrender is holding up the white flag and say, God, the war's off. I'm not going to fight you anymore. I want serenity, not stress. Aren't you tired of being at war with God? I would think so. Surrender is the ultimate expression of faith. Now, I'm not going to, you know, pull the wool over your eyes. I'll be honest with you. Here's what Jesus said, Luke 14. You must give up everything you have to be my follower. When you come to Jesus, you give up everything you've got, and then you never had it so good. Yeah, you give it all up. Because whatever's number one in your life, that's what you give it to. But notice the benefit. Next verse, Jesus also said this, but let me assure you that no one has ever given up anything for love of me and to tell others the good news who won't be given back 100 times over. And, oh, by the way, in the world to come, he shall have eternal life. God says, you know, whatever you give up for me, I'm going to restore it 100-fold in your life. By the way, do you know what 100-fold is? You know what that rate is, interest rate? It's 10,000% interest. There's not a hedge fund in America that'll give you 10,000%. There certainly is no bank. There's no derivatives. There's no franchise. So I highly recommend you give it all to God because he will restore it and multiply it and say, I'm going to restore it 100-fold in your life. That's an amazing thing. Let's bow our heads. Father, so many people listening right now are stressed out by uncontrollable circumstances and uncooperative people and unexplainable pain. And we look for solutions and we look for explanations when really what we need to look for is you. I pray that today those who are experiencing deep stress will experience the serenity of surrender. Father, there are some here who have held out for so long, they don't even know how to let go. Help them to relax in your love right now. Amen.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so glad you're with us today. Recently, Pastor Rick had our graphic designers create a beautiful frameable version of the Lord's Prayer that you can download for free right now by visiting PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. Rick will be back in a moment, but first, perhaps the most important role you can play in the life of a child is teaching them to trust God through prayer. It's the key to living with hope. Jesus said we should always pray and never give up. That's why it's so important to strengthen the hope of children by introducing them to Jesus' model for prayer at an early age. With this in mind, we're excited to tell you about a very special resource to help you do just that. It's called The Lord's Prayer, Words of Hope and Happiness. This book brings the poetic scripture of the King James Version of the Bible to life. Readers young and old will enjoy thoughtful insights from New York Times bestselling author, Pastor Rick Warren, and stunning illustrations by award-winning artist, Richard Jesse Watson. It's sure to become a meaningful bedtime ritual, a treasured memory, and a lasting legacy that bears good fruit for generations to come. The Lord's Prayer, Words of Hope and Happiness, is the perfect way to share the beauty and richness of the Lord's Prayer with the children the Lord has placed in your life, and we'll send it to you when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take the good news to people everywhere. Go to PastorRick.com to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
You know, I've often said that I'm addicted to change lives. It's what keeps me going. One good story from you can keep me going for another month. To hear how God's working in your life, it just keeps me motivated. So you bless me with your stories. Here's one that came from a woman named Tania, who's a brand new believer. She wrote, Pastor Rick, I'm a new person in Christ, and I'm learning more and more every day. My supervisor here at work came in about a week ago and told me about your Daily Hope devotional and your broadcast.
I am now hooked. Listening to Daily Hope each morning has become a blessing to my soul. It's really helped me to implement the Word of God in my daily life. Well, Tania, this is why we do what we do. This is why we do Daily Hope, for people like you, people who want to grow, who desire to grow, and who take the time to grow by getting into God's Word on a daily basis. Now, I want you to notice something about Tania's story. She didn't find the Daily Hope broadcast or podcast on her own. It was her coworker who told her about Daily Hope. Who have you told? You may have been listening to Daily Hope for weeks or months or even longer. Would you be an agent of love and an agent of hope and tell four or five people this week? Look for somebody today. Send an email, write a text, call somebody on the phone and say, "This has helped me in my spiritual life, and I want to pass it on to you that Daily Hope can help you grow in your faith and in your walk in Christ." Thanks for listening today. Be sure to join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope and tell somebody about it. God bless you.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed your life, please write him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.